Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Paddling trails have become all the rage.
The thing about paddling trails that are unique is that you can really get out in nature and see things you won't normally be able to see, because once you get away from metropolitan areas or get away from the busy highways and the noise, you can paddle right up to a critter.
Bob Spang coordinates the Coastal Paddling Trail program at Parks and Wildlife. Next month, a new 26-mile trail along Buffalo Bayou in Houston joins the Inland Trail program.
That is the longest trail that we've put in place so far, and 26 miles is longer than a family would normally take in a day. But in this particular trail, we have 10 access points, so you can do one or more segments depending on your skill level or your interest in paddling.
Although the new trail winds through the nation's fourth largest city, from near Attucks Dam to Allen's Landing, the hubbub of urban life is no match for the serenity that awaits paddlers on this unexpected waterway.
I've taken people down the bayou, actually, and they were surprised at how they can get away from it to be in places where you actually don't see anything, and it's really just a great place for anybody who's interested in the outdoors.
The dedication of the Buffalo Bayou Inland Paddling Trail is April 16th. You can find all the details you need about the trail and all of our inland and coastal paddling trails at the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.